The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome, I'm Tammy Grimes. I wish I had known the woman of today's story. She was Polish, married to a Frenchman. They were both great scientists. Recognition and fame rewarded her years of struggle, but at one time she thought her life was worthless and wrote in her diary, "My Pierre, I no longer love the sun or the flowers. The sight of them makes me suffer. I feel better on dark days, like the day of your death."
What have I done? Father, please tell me everything. You must.
God.
Oh.
Someone there, some traitor, denounced him.
Is he in prison?
This morning, they hanged him.
No. Oh, no, no. How can you go on living here in Poland? I can't. I can't stand this anymore.
Our mystery drama, Pursuit of a Dream, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by G. Frederick Lewis and stars Carol Tytel. This is one of the greatest stories of detection of all time. Yet there was no crime. Two detectives, man and wife, made a discovery that changed the face of science and medicine and paid for that discovery with their own lives. The next voice you will hear is that of an actress playing the part of Marie Curie.
They say when you are dying, your entire life passes before you. They say I was always a rebel. To be born a Pole, living under the whip of Russia, makes rebellion part of one's nature. I was born Mania Sklodowska. It would be some years before I became Marie Curie.
Psst. Mania!
Joseph! You made me jump! I'm walking along the street, I didn't see anyone, and suddenly you...
Shh.
Where did you come from?
Follow me down these steps to the cellar door.
What, jumping up at me in the street like that? You almost scared me to death.
I was waiting for you, Mania. This is important. Important to Poland. Shh. I'm going to give a signal on the door. You see, I give three knocks. Then inside, they signal back to me to make sure I'm not a government agent. Now I answer with one knock. Jan, this is Mania Sklodowska. We were in school together.
How do you do?
I will take Mania inside so we can discuss our problem. Keep guarding the door, Jan.
Yusuf, how long am I going to be here with you? How am I going to get home?
It won't take long. Just a few minutes. You'll be home safe. There, how do you like this? See? We've made a meeting place behind the boiler of this building. Watch your step.
Oh!
Careful.
Ooh.
That's ammunition. But here's an empty box. You sit. I'll sit over here.
Is this one of the secret underground meeting places?
Yes. Welcome, welcome.
But how can you keep it a secret, Yusuf? Isn't there a superintendent who comes to put coal into the boilers?
He's my father. Now this is my problem. They are making me a messenger between those of us who feel as we do.
Oh, to be free from the Russians.
But I have no passport, and you have. My father was always suspect, so they held up all the control cards for all my family. We never got them.
Well, you can't use my passport, Yosef. It has my name.
You have it with you?
Well, I always carry it.
May I see it?
Yeah.
Let me see what's written in it.
Well, I tell you, it has my name.
No, it does not have your name. It doesn't say the bearer is Mania Sklodowska. It says only M. Sklodowska. Understand?
M, that's not you.
Oh, no, it could be. It could be Miguel and Marion. Mania, I need it. I have to make a trip from Warsaw to Krakow. The Russians will stop me at the gates of Krakow, and with no identification, I'll be put to forced labor.
What are you going for?
Well, it's best you don't.
No, I want to know. I want to be part of the revolutionary movement.
The less you know, the better it is for you. Manya, I will only need this passport for 1 month. In that time, I will have done all that I have been told to do.
You won't tell me any more.
Well, I am carrying things that are dangerous. Well,
even with a passport, don't they search you?
No. I'll put on an innocent face. I'm a student at the university, and I'm going home to see my mother, who is ill.
You want my passport, but you can't trust me enough to tell me everything.
It's not only you who would be in danger, but your father and your mother and your two sisters.
Yosef, I'm going home now. I'm sorry, but my passport belongs to me, and I don't lend it to anyone without knowing the reason. If you change your mind and decide I can be trusted, you come to my house tomorrow, Saturday. Don't come before the afternoon. In the morning, I take walks with my father. Father, I've always wanted to ask you, why is it you speak certain things at home, and then when we walk in the park as we are now, you talk of other things?
In the park, Manya, only the birds can hear.
But at home, why must we be careful at home?
Your mother, bless her, used to say, beware, the walls have Russian ears. Bless her memory.
You still miss her, don't you, Father?
Always, at this time of the year. You remember how we all walked in the park together?
I was so small. What did she die of?
A terrible disease of the skin for which there is no cure. When it happens, it is the end, the terminal point.
Father, do you think it's the duty of every Pole to fight against the Russians who enslave us?
Each one in his own way, yes. I try in my classes when I teach to instill our national feeling. My gun is a piece of chalk on the blackboard. My ammunition is the truth. Perhaps when you are a little older, you will also fight for Poland by teaching. How you fight, you must decide for yourself.
That's true. I have to decide for myself.
Who else knows what your conscience is telling you? No one better than you. It is getting late. We must start back. Oh, by the way, how is your friend, Yosef?
Well, what made you think of him all of a sudden?
Well, he used to come around to the house. I have not seen him lately.
I guess he's busy.
You need not hide what he is doing from me. He is a good boy.
Do you know what he's doing?
In his way, he is being a patriot also. We must walk a little faster. Your sisters will be worried.
Manya, come in quickly.
I expected you at my house this afternoon.
Did you? I didn't expect to go there.
I told you if you changed your mind and decided to take me into your confidence, I'd be home and I'd give you my passport. Lend it to you. Joseph, I've thought about it. You can have my passport.
Oh, that's very good. Thank you, Manya. What made you change your mind?
You are doing something for Poland, and I have no right not to help. When you want to tell me what you do, you will.
Manya, it's death, and I can't share that knowledge with anyone.
Death?
I am to carry small bombs in my clothes, and when I get to Krakow, I will be told at whom to throw them.
But you could be killed.
Yeah, so can they. It's the only language they understand. Death.
Here, take it. My passport. May the good Lord watch over you.
Manya, thank you. I shall guard this with my life. Come to think of it, it is my life.
I want to do more than lend my passport. I want to be in the front line like you. My father says I should become a teacher, but how can I? Where in Warsaw can I obtain any higher education? The university is closed to women. It's hopeless. But my hands are tied.
Manya, don't accept it. Don't accept life as they want you to. Don't give up. They want us always to be their property.
How long has this been going on?
Oh, since the 1600s. There is strength here now. We will win in the end. Oh, we will see.
Jan! Jan, is that you? Jan! Jan, where are you going? Come back!
Manya, come in off the street. Come inside.
Father, that young man, I thought he came out of our house.
Yes, he did.
I know him.
So do I, my child. Let me close the door.
Why did he run away when I called to him?
Manya, in these times, you do not call out someone's name on the street. Who knows who may be watching the house?
Well, of course. How stupid of me.
Manya, you remember a week ago we talked about people doing what they can for Poland?
You found out. Oh, Father, I'm so sorry. I hope I haven't gotten us into any trouble.
Are we in trouble?
Well, you see, I loaned Joseph my passport so he could get to Krakow.
Ah, so. No, they have not traced it to us yet.
Has something happened to Joseph?
I had no idea you were part of it. It was Jan who was just here and told me.
Told you what? What have I done? Please, don't tell me in little pieces, Father. Tell me everything.
They caught Joseph in Krakow.
Oh, no.
Someone there, some traitor, denounced him.
Is he in prison?
This morning they hanged him.
Oh, Father.
Little one, he did what he had to do. That is all any of us can do.
Father, how can you go on living here?
It is my homeland, it is my country.
I can't stand it anymore.
Oh, my dear Manya, even if I had a choice, I am too old now to begin all over again.
I've decided. I am going to find work and save enough and go to Paris and study. The Sorbonne, if they'll take me. I can be a governess, a teacher. I must do something, Father. I just can't sit here and wait while my friends are being killed. There's more. There's got to be more I can do with my life.
Yes, Paris is a good idea. You could get a good education at the Sorbonne.
You really mean that, don't you? But what will you do, Father?
Do not worry. Set your eyes on the stars. I will do all I can to help you pay for what you need.
Oh, no, I'm being selfish. There's no one here to take care of you.
Let me worry about myself. First, we shall get you a good-paying work as a governess. After all, someday you will marry and have children of your own. You might as well start practicing taking care of other people's. If you go to live in France, you might even marry a Frenchman.
Me? Marry a Frenchman? Never. Remain in Paris, leave you, abandon Poland? Never. Father, I promise you.
Those kinds of promises are made to be broken. One has no idea what time and fate can do to one's little schemes. Besides, that summer, I still had no idea what I wished to do with my life. All I knew was I had to learn somewhere. There was so much to know, and I knew so very little. It is quite true. Marie Curie started out as many youngsters, wanting to know everything and yet not knowing how to start or where. What a different Marie Curie it is. The one scientists and scholars speak about. The woman of discoveries, honored by medals, decorations, and prizes. Yet underneath, Marie was always that little Polish girl with a gift for the pursuit of the unknown. I shall return shortly with Act Two.
Today, more than ever, isn't it great to know scouting is still going strong?
And I feel, you know, kind of proud that I'm a Cub Scout. And,
thanks to people everywhere, scouting is still teaching our kids ideals worth believing in, ideals worth supporting.
Because you learn different things. You learn how to move ahead in your life.
Get behind scouting. Let's keep scouting going stronger than ever.
On
is an unusual story of a remarkable woman who started life like so many of us, wondering which path we would follow. Marie Curie, however, found within herself a force that drove her to one of the greatest medical and scientific discoveries of all time. In Act One, we knew her as Magna. Now in Act Two, she lives in Paris and studies at the Sorbonne. Magna has become Marie, and she is remembering those early days.
Yes, I do remember. It is all so bright in memory, because I am now on the edge of the everlasting. Is that why precious moments of my life flash before me as clear as yesterday? Do you hear me, Pierre? I hear you. Your words, every one, from the day I was first invited to meet you. You, a distinguished scientist, and me, a mere student.
I have invited you to meet this young lady from Warsaw. Remember, Pierre, I mentioned her to you?
Ah, so you are not French, mademoiselle.
Marie is Polish, from Warsaw, and is doing brilliantly at the Sorbonne.
Well, I'm very happy to meet you, Professor Curie. I've read a great deal about your most distinguished career as a physicist.
Oh, mademoiselle, I am not most distinguished. In fact, I am not so sure I am even distinguished.
Pierre, please allow Marie to tell you why she is here.
Oh, but of course, please, 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 why are you here?
Well, to meet you, Professor.
Why me?
Because she has a problem. Marie, speak up.
A problem?
Yes. You see, Pierre, Marie has been ordered to make a study of the various magnetic properties of steel, and she needs workplace for her experiments. I needn't tell you how cramped they are for space.
Oh, I see. Space?
Yes. Since this is your field, I'm sure you understand, Pierre. Analyzing minerals and group samples requires heavy equipment, which the laboratory where Marie works cannot accommodate.
And which one is that?
The Lippmann.
Ah. No, 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 it could not.
So it occurred to me perhaps you had a workroom that was available.
Well, let me think about it.
Robert, you're putting Professor Curie in an awkward position. I understand you're concentrating on crystallography research now, Professor.
Ah, crystallography. You know about that, mademoiselle?
Well, not enough, not nearly enough.
The science of the future. A young science. About 200 years ago, a Dane discovered that although quartz crystals may appear different from one another, the angles between the corresponding faces are always the same.
Although we two were different, Pierre and I, the angles between our faces also became the same. Dear Pierre, how your face brightened when you started telling me of your research and teaching. It took me a year to decide that your light was bright enough for both our lives. Our marriage, our honeymoon bicycling through France, and then...
A baby. A child. You are going to have a child.
I won't let it interfere with our work. I promise
you. Oh, my darling, how can you talk like that? There are miracles in science, yes, but none like the miracle of birth. I want that to interfere with everything.
What a foolish promise not to let the coming baby interfere with my investigation into the magnetic properties of steel. All through my pregnancy, I kept telling myself, I'm not the only mother-to-be who has suffered from dizziness, but just the same.
Marie! Marie, are you all right? Marie, my darling. Oh, my Lord, she has fainted. Marie, Marie, open your eyes.
Oh, Pierre. Oh, are you home from school early?
The heat went out. They had to close. It is all right. Everything is all right. Here, hold on to me. I'm going to carry you to the couch.
Oh, Pierre, we don't have a couch in the laboratory, only that chair.
Oh, that is right. There is no couch. You fainted, you know. I found you on the floor.
Oh, Pierre, just put me into the chair and I'll be all right.
Marie, what happened?
Oh, nothing, darling, really nothing.
How can you say nothing? I come in. There is a retort broken on the floor. You are lying on the floor. Here, drink this.
Thank you.
I want to understand what made you faint.
Oh, motherhood, that's all nature asserting itself over scientific investigation. I'm really very ashamed.
You want another glass?
No. Every single morning, from the time I arrive here in the laboratory, I just don't seem to be able to stand up at the table to do my work. I get weaker and weaker, just continual dizziness.
But you never said anything to me.
Oh, Pierre, you have your work, I have mine.
Not another word. No research is that important. I am going to call Dr. Auvers, and as soon as you feel up to it, I will get a carriage and take you home. It is not right for you to feel dizzy from morning till night.
I think it is. It's normal. It's our baby.
Our baby? It is?
Oh, I'm sure. That's what depresses me so. I want to have the baby and still go on with my work.
The baby? All these months you felt miserable and you came to the laboratory, took care of me, cooked, sewed, did the housework.
Hundreds of thousands of mothers do it.
Yes, but they are not scientists.
Oh, why should we few be excluded? I know it will be such a joy when the baby is born. I shall forget all about how miserable I used to feel. But only one more month, and then maybe a boy. If he is, I shall call him Pierre.
And if she is a girl?
Irene. That was my mother's favorite name.
Antoine, forgive me for bursting in on you in your laboratory, but a best friend is entitled to the best news first.
Hark, you have won the Nobel Prize.
It's better news than that. The young lady arrived in the world early this morning. My daughter.
Oh, congratulations, mon vieux. What name did you give the little scientist?
Irene.
Ah, the Greek goddess of peace.
Yes, she is a little goddess.
And how is Marie?
Thankful and relieved and happy and wondering how she can nurse the baby while conducting her experiments.
Now that the earth-shaking news is out, let me give you a small tremor. You know my experiments with uranium salts? I've discovered that at ordinary temperatures, uranium produces an invisible radiation.
You mean like Röntgen's X-rays?
Somewhat, but by itself. No electricity.
What proof do you have?
I want to have photographic proof.
Uh-huh.
But first I must be sure this radiation isn't due to stored sunlight. After all, left in the elements, exposed to the sun, you know.
Keep the compound for a time in a darkened room.
That's what I'm doing.
Total darkness for 3 months ought to be a good measure. 90 days should do it.
90 days, a good thought. Then I'll test it.
Now, if you will forgive me, Antoine, I must get back to Marie. Congratulations. I am sure you are on the brink of something. 90 days.
Whatever science can prove in that time is a small accomplishment compared to Marie's in 9 months.